Hi, this is WK Boyce. Join me each Monday morning at 10 a.m. where we discuss the issues of life, love, family, marriage, even politics. It's the life you've always wanted. Brought to you by Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. Professional counseling founded on Christian principles for real-life solutions. Check us out at springfieldmfi.com or call us at 882-6767 to speak to someone today. It's your life, your choice. Make it a great one.
This is Ken Boyce with the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute and co-host of The Life You've Always Wanted. Surprise your sweetheart this Valentine's with a marriage excitement weekend getaway. Join WK and I February 16th at the Chateau on the Lake. Relax, rediscover each other, and learn the secrets of a love ever after. For more details and to register, call 882-6767 or go online to springfieldmfi.com.
We all want to make it.
It is time now for The Life You've Always Wanted, brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, and your hosts are WK and Ken Boyce. And WK, good morning. Ken will be joining us in a moment, I guess.
He'll be here shortly. Good morning, Ken, Dan.
It's good to see you this morning.
It's good to see you. Everything going well?
It's going well, and we just had the morning line, a little political debate there, and not debate really, just information on the debate. So,
'tis the season.
Tis the season. In fact, we will be
for some time now.
The rest of the year, isn't practical.
Yeah.
But this morning, the life you've always wanted.
Absolutely.
I like the title of that.
Well, it is. It's the life you've always wanted. We dream about having a life that's successful, a life that's fulfilling, a life that we look forward to getting up out of bed every day and facing and embracing. And that's what we want. We want a life that we enjoy and that fills us up and gives us opportunity to really give of ourselves to our work and to our family, to our marriage, to our friends, to our church, in ways that we find that we are contributing to the needs of other people, that we are succeeding in life, and that we're going to leave something behind us when we go. That's really what we all, core, deep down, want to do in our lives. And so this morning, if you'd like to call us and talk with us here at the station, our number is 862-9977 or 800-375-0056. On your cell phone, star 56. You know, we've been talking the past several weeks about love and marriage and how to have a forever after marriage. To know that what we are in our relationship and our marriage and our family is something that we can grow, something we can mature, something that is not over within 1 to 3 to 5 to 7 years. And I think a lot of couples sometimes get married with that idea in mind, not intentionally necessary, but perhaps because that's what they have experienced in their families growing up. We live in a society that is riddled with the hurt and the sorrow and the loss of divorce. And a lot of kids grow up experiencing mom and dad getting divorced and remarried. And so they go from 2 sets of grandparents into 4 sets of grandparents possibly, or even some kids have 6 sets of grandparents. So it really gets interesting in the holiday time. Trying to make all the rounds, I talk with people in my counseling work that it's just phenomenal the type of time pressure and strain upon a family when you have so many people to try to accommodate in your family, especially around holiday time. I know some people it takes a whole week to get around to all the family members when you celebrate Christmas, or sometimes 3 or 4 days at Thanksgiving. So it's just phenomenal that it even happens at all, but it creates a tremendous amount of strain. And people sometimes wonder, is this really what our life is supposed to be like? Is this what it's supposed to be about? Well, regardless of the kind of family that you're in, and we're going to talk some about family this morning, but also about marriage, more importantly, about our marriages. Because when it comes right down to the root of it, to the core of our family, our marriage relationship is the core of the whole thing. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Finally made it into the studio. You were taking care of some business back in the other part of the studio here.
Oh, tell you, it's an exciting time to be here this morning, getting everything uploaded back in the other production studio. So Arlen did a great job, and we're ready to go.
Wonderful. You know, we've been talking about Marriage Excitement Weekend that's coming up, Valentine's Day weekend, And we've been listening to a lot of people. A lot of people are excited about this. They're calling us and talking with us as we come into contact with people, and they really want to know more about it. They want to know what it's like. And, you know, I've been doing Marriage Excitement Weekends for about 15 or more years, really.
Yes.
Between 15 and 20 years, really. And based upon the likes and dislikes and what people feel like that they really wanted to have included in a Marriage Excitement Weekend, that's how we have structured them. And we listen to the feedback. We listen to what people feel like they really want and need. And so as we began planning this one, that's exactly what we did.
Mm-hmm.
But because of the changing economy, because of time pressures, a lot of people say, you know, we can be there for one night, and it'd be great if the cost of the Marriage Excitement Weekend included the lodging.
Mm-hmm.
And so we've been listening. You know, the hardest part in any relationship is communication. And the hardest part of communication is listening. And so we try to listen to those that we're serving. We try to listen to those that we really want to be of benefit to. And as we're hearing people say, we can be there because of tight finances, because of a lot of different things, we've come back and we have gone back to the hotel and negotiated another rate at the hotel where the cost of the lodging at the Chateau on the Lake is included in the price. It's the same seminar. It's the same material. It's the Secrets of the Song of Solomon.
Ever After.
Ever After. That's exactly right. And we have made it for Saturday and Saturday night into Sunday morning.
Mm-hmm.
And where the cost of the lodging at the Chateau on the Lake, that four-star hotel, is included in the price for the weekend.
In fact, while I was in production studio, that was exactly one of the things I was talking to with the person that was in there. We were uploading the new spots, started to tell her about it. She goes, can you email that to my husband? I said, absolutely. So mark your calendars, February 16th at the Chateau on the Lake. Go to springfieldmfi.com. There's a poster there on the homepage. You can click on that. It'll give you all the details, schedules, etc., and allows you to register online. Now, the cost of the event, including all the material, the sessions, and this incredible dinner that this goes up to, the dinner and dance.
The Candlelight and Roses dinner.
We have a celebrity guest that's going to be DJing our music there this year.
Yeah, it's John Stevens. Many of you know John Stevens. A great DJ here in the Springfield, Southwest Missouri area.
Oh, very well known.
A tremendous personality. Does a tremendous job.
He was on one of the rival stations, so many people have heard him. But he'll be playing the music, and he'll be taking care of things there for the dinner and dance. So this is really just a time for couples to get away, to rediscover each other, renew the love that you have, and also learn some secrets of making this just an incredible love affair for your life and for a lifetime. So February 16th at the Chateau on the Lake, come join WK as he discusses Ever After, discovering some of the secrets right out of the Song of Solomon. You know, that's a book in the Bible very few people actually get into. And in churches, it's not even read. That's amazing.
For everyone who attends church, how many of you have ever heard a sermon on Song of Solomon? Or had a class on Song of Solomon? And yet it is the most vivid picture of love in a marriage that God has revealed. In fact, it's compared parallel to the love of Christ for the church. And that's how it's taken a lot of times. It's really, they say it's really metaphorical. But I believe, because of the work that I'm in, because of the field that I'm in, marriage and family, is that it is completely accurate, descriptive of marital love between a husband and wife, between a man and a woman. It is highly romantic. It's highly charged. It's very emotional. It's just incredible.
And it also deals with the physical intimacy.
Yes.
In a relationship, in a marriage that God designed. So these are some incredible things. It is very poetic. And so you do have to read from it. You have to get into it and understand everything that's going on. But it is absolutely the most beautiful thing in the world. This weekend, February 16th at the Chateau on the Lake, mark it on your calendars. Go to springfieldmfi.com to register. I guarantee you will not regret this. Everyone that's come to these events in the past goes, this is not what I was expecting. A lot of them are kind of expecting a workshop, sit around, okay, this is good, the nice little mushy stuff.
Yeah.
Everyone that leaves this goes, oh, I wish this could last another night. Can we do this again? How soon do we do this again? Do we have to wait another year? This is the time. You have to take advantage of it. February 16th, give us a call. You can call at the office if you want to set up something in person. That number there is 417-882-6767. Now, we've got some cost variances here with this chateau. So if you're wanting to stay there, here's the thing. We have 100 spots available at $399 for the entire package.
Including lodging.
Including a room. So you'll have one of the luxury rooms there at the chateau. It's a 4-star hotel. There's not a bad room in the building. So you have this great atmosphere to set the mood and really enjoy each other's company to get away. It's far enough to be away, but close enough. If you need to get back, you could.
Mm-hmm.
So $399 will get you the traditional room. If you'd like to make this a little extra special, go that little extra mile, $499 will get you the ambassador suite. We've got 27 of those available. So for $499, you can have an ambassador suite. Now, if you would love to come down for the event and you don't necessarily want to stay in the chateau, or maybe you've got a cabin down there on the lake, the event itself is $299 for just the event. So we have it available at any mark you want. The $399 is definitely the most popular because it does include the lodging. But we have 100 spots available for that. We have 27 at the $499, and then, of course, $299 for anyone that wants to join in. It may need to come back that Saturday night that can't stay down there. So no excuses. This is it. This is the moment you've been waiting for. This is the opportunity you've been waiting for to be able to get together, to renew each other, and rediscover what it means to be married and to enjoy that. And relight that fire, rekindle that fire, get it flaming high. So join us there, February 16th.
Yeah, it's important that you start marking your calendar now, because that's a month away. You know, the second thing about communication is that when you see that you need to make changes, make them sooner than later. And that's what we've done here. We have been listening and really wanting to know what people are thinking and where people are. So we've tried to make these changes as early as possible so that people still have time to know about it, find out about it, and make plans accordingly. So that as many people as can come to this wonderful weekend. And I really encourage you to come.
Tell a couple friends. I know there's got to be, we're all out there and we're working hard. I don't know how many times my wife and I are over to friends' house, et cetera, going, you know, we just need to get away. We just need to get away.
Yeah.
There's no better way this time. So go ahead and call, make the reservation, tell your friends, get them to make a reservation, and come enjoy that weekend. It is the best money ever spent to reinvest in your marriage. It's incredible. It's phenomenal.
Also, you might contact your church and tell your church leaders about it. Maybe get it out to all the members of your congregation.
That's a real good idea. Actually, ask your church leaders if they've heard about it, because I do go around. I am visiting all the congregations here in the area and getting them the information. So ask the elders, ask your ministers, have you heard about this? It's coming up down here. WK Voice is going to be doing it. Encourage the elders and the members there to put a group together. Come on down.
Yeah. And if they'd like to meet with Ken, have Ken come over and talk with them. Ken is available, and he's doing that.
Oh, yeah. I'm more than happy.
So keep it on your mind. Talk to your spouse about it, and talk to your church leaders about it. Talk to your friends about it. This is something that you don't want to miss. If you can come at all, you don't want to miss it. Mignon McLaughlin, who is a journalist and author, said, "A successful marriage requires falling in love many times, always with the same person."
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're talking about. That's what we're talking about. It's a matter of not only knowing that the person we have chosen is someone that we want to spend the rest of our life with, but it's being the right person in that marriage. That we ourselves are being the right person. We've talked about that in past programs, in past shows. One of the statements I made not long ago is that, what if there were no divorce laws in this country? You could not divorce your wife. You couldn't divorce your husband. What if the person that you married, you had to live with them the rest of your life? There was no getting around that. And yet we're still free to choose who we marry. How much more carefully would we select the person we want to spend the rest of our life with? And I think I had some people listening to the show come back to me after we said that on the program and said, "Whoa, that put it in a whole new light." I said, "That's exactly my point." Is that many times we choose to marry somebody, and it really, you know, we live in a throwaway society. We're going to throw away the spouse if we ever fall out of love with them. We fall in love, we fall out of love. It's like Eddie Murphy married a week or two ago. So just find it in the news.
Yeah.
They went down to some island. And they had a symbolic marriage. Wasn't legally binding. Had no intents or purposes of ever being legally binding. But they wanted to have a symbolic marriage. They didn't want to impose the restrictions of marriage on their relationship. Which is laughable. That's laughable. it's important to know that if we choose to marry somebody, that there are restrictions. That's one of the things about marriage. It's monogamous. It's commitment. It's a dedication to. It's a covenant with each other. And it's a matter of being able to feel safe and secure in this relationship that we call marriage, that it has legal basis, it has legal boundaries, it has moral boundaries, it involves the whole person of both people.
I was just thinking, the whole term for wedding comes from the same root word as welded.
Yeah, the Anglo-Saxon term for welded, yeah.
For welded.
Yeah.
So if I want to build a nice, tall building, but I just want to symbolically weld the joints together, let's do that. How long is that building going to last?
That's a great point. Yeah, and how many people would go into it? How many people would stay inside of it?
But it looks so pretty.
But that's the point. That's the point. It's all smoke and mirrors. There's no substance. There's no reality to it. That's why I want to talk about being able to choose your spouse and societies where marriages are arranged. Look at the strengths of both of those, because there's strengths of both of those. And I know that people in America today say, there's no way we would ever go back to arranged marriages. Well, I'm telling you. I didn't think so either when I was a young man. And I don't think we will as a culture go back and embrace arranged marriages for our kids. But there are some things we need to learn that we need to come back to understand the need for the security within marriage, the need for monogamy within marriage, that singularity, that one-on-one, that becoming one in the marriage relationship. We need to know that when people are in societies and cultures that have arranged marriages, that many of those people are looking at American culture and say, oh, I wish I could choose the person I want to marry. I wish I could fall in love and marry a person. Well, you know, as cultures evolve, many societies today have arranged romantic marriages where there is say-so in the person that the young person marries, but they're still arranged. Okay. There was a young man came to America and wrote to a romantic or a marriage advice columnist. And he says, I come from a country where arranged marriages are the norm. And when I immigrated to America, I was so excited to get away from that, to marry someone because of love. But now, I don't know. I look around and see everyone here getting divorced or having a lot of relationship troubles, much more than I ever saw in my home country. I still want to choose the person I want to marry, but I'm wondering, do you think there's something we can learn from arranged marriages about how to stay together? You know, sign making arrangements. And the advice columnist wrote back, dear making arrangements, they may not be what most of the West thinks of as a romantic way to start off a relationship, but arranged marriages have a success rate that Westerners could only dream of. This isn't to say, though, that arranged marriages don't come without their fair share of problems, or even that their low divorce rate is a sign of a good marriage, because they do, and it's not necessarily a good marriage. But out of all the possible reasons, sociologists speculate these arranged marriages stay together, from religion and law to family and money. There are two that we can most definitely learn from, even right here in the good old U.S. of A. And the first one, they say, is commitment. Let's face it, we here in the land of wealth and opportunity are pretty spoiled when compared to the rest of the world. We're told from a young age that our dreams can come true, that we can have careers instead of jobs, that bigger really is better, that you can date out of your league, and then we should wait and marry the person who we love the most, our soulmates, quote unquote. Oh, and if that whole soulmate thing doesn't work out, well, there's always divorce. And thank heavens for all of them. I would certainly never advocate that you don't follow your dreams, always strive for more, or stay in a marriage that ultimately makes you happy. But for a people who are so lucky and successful and seemingly smart, the ever-increasing divorce rates and the lack of faithfulness in many marriages begs the question, what are we doing wrong? The answer, I think, comes in a form of commitment, or a lack thereof. Because we, unlike our arranged marriage friends, choose to marry for love, we also can very easily feel that when that love fades, so too should the marriage. It seems like it just makes sense. The problem, though, is that love always changes. It ebbs, it flows, it fades, and it can come back, too. The advantage that arranged marriages have is that there is no illusion of love to begin with. There's a shared idea that the marriage will work because they're going to make it work. And in so doing, love often arises. Love for them is not a lightning bolt that hits you from the sky or the sweet sting of Cupid's arrow. Love is a result of being committed to each other through thick and thin. Love is commitment. Another important advantage that culture based around arranged marriages have is the support of the community, both immediate and more wide-reaching. In fact, in most of these cultures, the entire community is set up to support the success of the married couples, from the family to the laws of the society. We, on the other hand, are more geared towards supporting the wedding day than the marriage itself.
Mm-hmm.
We place emphasis and lots of money on the white dress and the perfect bouquet, and significantly less on making it work once the big day is over. Just look at all the couples who go into financial debt trying to pay for a huge wedding that lasts a few hours and have no savings to start off the marriage. But again, all of this isn't to say that I would ever want to have an arranged marriage or be forced into that situation, as many people are. We do have the advantage to marry for love, and it's the one I plan on arranging or keeping. It just wouldn't hurt us to learn a few lessons from arranged marriages. They've been around a lot longer than our romantic ones, and if we keep divorcing at the same rate and going about ours with the same careless attitudes, might be around long after ours are gone. So she concludes, but arranged marriages. What is it about commitment? What is the principles of commitment and community? Those two aspects that many marriages are lacking. We have a caller, Jim, Lawrence County. Good morning, Jim.
Good morning. The first time I've had a chance to listen to your show. I've always been doing something else after the morning show. But, you know, this marriage deal that you're talking about, mm-hmm. it's kind of this world we live in, like our one running for president has been married and divorced three times, and our congressman, you know, he was a big Baptist person and yeah. swore before God that richer or poorer and all this, and then they get a divorce. It kind of makes it look bad. Maybe there's not much to all this stuff.
Yeah, where's the commitment?
I don't know. Me and my wife, we've been married. In fact, we just celebrated our 41st or 45th. We met 45 years ago yesterday.
Congratulations.
And we went out and celebrated our anniversary for meeting, and we've had we've had tough times at different yeah. times, but there's just certain rules that we laid down with each other before we ever took the commitment to be married that we wouldn't stand for, and we both understand them rules, and we've got along pretty good, I think. There is certain things that I just wouldn't stand for in a marriage.
Yeah.
I mean, that's just understood right off. I've no, it just won't do. But
it sounded like y'all had a good understanding as you went into your marriage about what you were going to do and what the expectations were.
It's so far, it's worked out pretty good, but I just can't understand all this. These people, they go before God. They all big God people and do all this commitment, and yet, it really is just a bunch of hypocrites as far as I'm concerned.
Well, I believe you're right. I believe if we're going to make a covenant with each other before God in God's presence, then we have to keep that covenant. We have to keep that commitment.
Wait, one question, though.
Yes.
You was giving the deal about Solomon. I heard you talking about him.
Uh-huh.
Isn't he the one that got, him and old Bathsheba got together?
Shulamath.
I'll get off here. Thank you.
Thank you, Jim. There was Shulamath. Shulamath, a wonderful young woman that is written about in Song of Solomon, and that's what we want to focus on. And it's much as her speaking as it is him. And that's what I really want to point out, is the voice of two young people in love, people that are dedicating to themselves to each other. And it doesn't say we can't go wrong, as Jim is just talking about here,
mm-hmm.
that we can leave covenant, we can leave commitment, and we can go about our life and do whatever we want. We still have free will. But it's a matter of, if we make a covenant before God, we need to keep that commitment, that covenant, with each other.
Mm-hmm. And we'll be back.
Once upon a time, every marriage begins as a fairy tale. The hopes, the dreams, the love ever after. This is Ken Boyce with the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute and co-host of The Life You've Always Wanted. February 14th will soon be here. Now's the time to make this a Valentine's to remember. This year, give them the fairy tale. Imagine that morning walking into a grand ballroom, relaxing, laughing, and rediscovering each other while learning the secrets of an ever after love. After lunch, a few thoughts to stir your soul, then the rest of the afternoon for just the two of you. Do you go to the pool, hit the town, or maybe just stay in? Finally that evening, a candlelight dinner and dance. Do you see the sparkle in their eyes? Can you feel the music and love as you dance into the night? How would you finish such an enchanted evening? This is a Valentine's to remember. Surprise your sweetheart with a marriage excitement weekend getaway. Love Ever After, February 16th at the Chateau on the Lake. Hosted by WK Boyce. Come discover the secrets. Call 417-882-6767 or register online at springfieldmfi.com.
Come in on that.
Yeah, that's a great one to come on in.
Well, you're listening to The Life You've Always Wanted, brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, and your hosts are WK and Ken Boyce. We're back with the second half of the program.
And we're having a good time here.
Yes, we are. Ever, ever after. Love ever after.
If you'd like to join us in studio, give us a call at 862-9977 or 1-800-375-0056. Oh, that's a great song. I love that song.
It is. It's become our theme song of just about. I know Stephanie at office, she likes that. She's going to put that on a ringtone. It's a great, just upbeat melody. It's just wonderful.
And that's the whole thing, is that this is what people, when we think about getting married, when we think about settling down, that's what we want. We want the fairy tale. You know, we talked about having the choice earlier, you know, the difference between an arranged marriage or finding someone to marry.
Mm-hmm.
And when we find someone, we get so wrapped up in it, we don't want that to ever end. And so when we walk down the aisle, we want that to be forever. We want to be happily ever after. That's the fairy tale everyone wants.
And the fairy tale is there every day. What we don't realize, most of us want a fairy tale and we focus at the end. But the fairy tale, if you watch any fairy tale, in fact, Ever After movie, or any romantic fairy tale, there's a lot of struggle. There's a lot of hurt. There's a lot of overcoming. There's a lot of having to commit to. There's a lot of searching to find. There's a lot of things that go on in our life every day. And yet we focus on they lived happily ever after. But the point is that they've got to really live.
Yes.
And in fact, in the movie, I like that ending. You know, and they lived happily ever after. But the point, my gentleman, is that they really lived. I like that line. Because that's what marriage is about. That's what our life is to be about. It's our life. It's our choice. I don't think any of us ever marry somebody and say, I'm marrying you so you can screw up my life. We don't do that. I'm going to marry you so I can really make your life not worth living.
Well, that's part of the wedding vow, didn't you? For better or for worse? She chose the worse. Make his life worse?
Ooh. I don't know.
I know it's supposed to be a just-in-case clause. Things happen.
Things happen.
It's not the choice. Okay, I've got you now.
Things happen.
You're in trouble.
Yeah. To know that the person we have entrusted themselves to us is awesome. To me, Pat chose, and Jim talked about it earlier on the first half of the program, about he and his wife just celebrated their
45 years together. They met 45 years ago.
Yesterday
or day before, yeah.
Yeah. Well, see, Pat and my wife, we celebrate two anniversaries a year. We celebrate the anniversary date that we began going together, which is September 19th. Then we celebrate our anniversary, the date we got married, which is June 14th. Oh, that's Ken's birthday.
That's my birthday.
June 19th.
Sitting here looking at me.
June 19th. Uh-oh. June 19th. And we celebrate both of those. And not only that, but we date. We've been married 37 years, and we date every week. We have a date night every week. It's something that we just keep going. And knowing that our relationship, our marriage, is something that continues to grow. It's something that we pour ourselves into. And we have to do that. to know that what we're giving one another is of substance. It's real. It's ourselves. The gift of ourselves is the greatest gift we can give to our spouse, which includes our time and our energy and our thoughtfulness and our consideration, our planning, our intentionality. We need to do those things every day because that's where ever after is. That's where love ever after is. It's in one day at a time. And I may have messed up for a week or two, but I can get back on track. Maybe a day or two, a week or two, but I can always get back on track. And you know, as long as I'm willing to come back, as long as I'm willing to say, I'm sorry, I really messed it up. I shouldn't have said things like that or whatever it may be. Pat's always willing to take me back. You know, there are times when she tells me, I love you, but I don't like you right now. I think all of us go through that from time to time. But knowing that we don't wake up in the morning and say, well, I don't know if I'm married today or not. No, we are. It's how we want to be married. It's how we want to express ourselves in that marriage that really matters the most.
So she loves you, she's married to you, but she really doesn't like you right now.
Well, she does today.
Oh, I mean...
I think today I'm good.
Yeah. Don't think I've quite heard it put that way before, so I thought I would just clarify.
Maybe. Yeah.
How many of us out there can relate to that, though? Look, I'm married to you, I love you, but today... No.
Yeah. Just, I don't want to look at you right now. Just go on. Yeah, that type of thing. But knowing that, hey, it's not over. Because we have disagreements doesn't mean the marriage is over. Or that our love is over.
Yeah. You know, that's one of the basics. Getting back to the basics, Vince Lombardi, after getting a severe whooping on the football field, walked into his team, who at that time, I guess, had been pretty well undefeated.
Mm-hmm.
Walked in and goes, gentlemen, it's time to get back to the basics. This, holding it up, is a football. We have to get back to the basics.
Oh, that's exactly right. We've got to do that. We've got to do it. Gentlemen, this is a marriage. This is our marriage. This is our covenant. This is our spouse. This is your spouse. And it's the basics of saying, I love you. It's the basics of holding her hand. It's the basics of being attentive to her. Because I believe, and I've said this for many weeks, I say this all the time, I believe that in the heart of every woman is an ever-after love. I believe that. A love that will last for a lifetime. But it's a love that grows throughout the lifetime. It's a love that matures. It's a love that is nurturing. It's a love that reaches out and encompasses her lover, which is her spouse. And it's big enough and broad enough and deep enough to last throughout a lifetime. And as men, we need to access that. We need to have access to that love.
And for women, being there as a woman for the man. Being a woman to your husband.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I got a kick at... Every once in a while, I'm listening to the radio, and Dr. Laura's on. And I always get a kick at Dr. Laura. So many times, she keeps going, we're giving up the ability to be a woman. Somehow, that's unequal to what a man is. And so people are trying to give up that or to say, well, you can't, you know, don't do the things that a woman does. God made man. God made woman. And they complete each other. They complement each other.
They do complement each other.
And so if we are ourselves, if the definition of intimacy is being ourselves in the presence of others, being who I am.
Mm-hmm.
If we're to have that relationship, we have to be able to fill our roles and responsibilities. Me as a husband, I have to fill those roles to my wife. My wife, I need her to fill her roles to me. And we complete each other. And the more I love her, the more she loves me. I'm talking as far as just coming in, sometimes giving a hug, taking a hand, saying I love you. Those are things that sometimes they're not the easiest to do. They're easy to do, but sometimes you just don't feel like it. But you have to do it because this is our marriage.
Yeah, as one person said, you have to throw yourself in that direction.
Yeah.
You have to act as if. Act as if, and I have a lot of people tell me, and coming into counseling sessions, I say, well, I just don't feel like loving her. I'm going to tell you something, bud. There's a lot of times she doesn't feel like loving you either. Okay? But we have to act as if. Our behaviors in expressing our love, and love is a choice. It's intentional. We love each other because we choose to love each other. We love each other, and how we express that love to each other is a choice. That's our life. How we live in our life is our choice. We choose how we respond to other people, and includes our spouse. And we have to throw ourselves in that direction. We have to give ourselves to that. We have to, even though we may not overwhelmingly feel like we want to, take her hand. Mm-hmm. Sit down with her, look into her eyes, and say, I love you. Or what's going on in your heart? What's going on in your life right then? Or just sit and hold her. Cuddle on the couch. I said last week about Ron and Nancy Reagan.
Mm-hmm.
That when they watched the movies in the White House, that they would, or at Camp David, that they would sit and cuddle on the couch.
Just like a couple of teenagers.
Yeah, yeah. And I'm sure that there are times when Nancy's kind of aggravated with Ron. He, you know, he had an ornery streak in him. But they would cuddle. And it's important to cuddle. It's important to just be with each other and to hold each other's hand and to hold each other's hand in public. Those are so important things to do. And they're so simple. But we have to act as if, and if we act as if, then the feelings come along. Because the feelings are always a validation of what we believe and act as if the reality is. And our brain can't tell the difference between an imagined and a real instance. And if we behave the same way as if we want to be this person, our feelings catch up with that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's powerful. That's awesome. That we can do that and grow in love with each other.
You know, part of the celebration of love and celebration of life and celebration of marriage, as parents, it's our job to pass on these very core principles, these core beliefs to our kids. Now, I hate to say it, as a society, we haven't done that very well. Or we chose to let someone else teach our kids what marriage is or what sexuality is or anything else. And now they don't share those values.
Yeah.
We have, it's our responsibility. We have to take the initiative. We have to teach. If you are a parent out there and you have some kids, and I say kids, they can be 18, they can be 25, they can be 28, whatever, and they're looking at getting married, one of the greatest gifts you can give them for their marriage is have them sign them up for premarital counseling. Actually get in and discover and talk about some of these things and discover each other a little deeper, other than just this romantic love that's up on top. Yeah. It is the best investment you can ever do. Over 95% of the marriages that have completed premarital counseling prior will last. That's the record.
Yeah.
And so for less than the cost of, well, a honeymoon suite, or for less than $500, you can actually pay to have someone counsel and go through the steps and learn each other's nuances, learn exactly what marriage is. And if they can complete that, they've got all the chance in the world of making it that ever after, making it a lifetime. If you'd like to do something, or if you want to find out more details, give us a call there at the office. Talk to Stephanie, and phone number is 417-882-6767. At the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute, it is an institute. It is a place of learning. And to learn what we're talking about here and to instill that into your kids and give that as a gift to them, there's nothing more powerful. That's incredible.
Yeah, if you could guarantee that at the end of your children's lifetime, that they have a love ever after with their spouse, that they have a great fulfillment and success in their life as a partner, as a husband, as a wife, wouldn't you do that? That's what we're talking about.
As wrapping things up, this is the life you've always wanted, and we're brought to you by the Springfield Marriage and Family Institute. We're at 3734 South Avenue, Suite C. It's one block due west of Kickapoo High School. Every day, people are coming through Springfield Marriage and Family. They're enriching their lives, they're enriching their knowledge, and they're getting the life they always wanted. If this is what you want, give us a call, 417-882-6767, or look us up online at springfieldmfi.com. It's your life.
It's your choice.
Make it a great one.